big man. Treat you like you're a little man.
In attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck
it! I always wondered what that laugh was at the end of the opening clip. I don't know if that sounds kind of like Michael Cole, but I'm not 100% sure. I like it, that's why I left it there. But I don't know. I've had people ask me if that laugh is me. Not me. I'm not laughing. But I do enjoy it. It gives it some flavor. So what is up, everybody? It is
for some.
It's what? You were breaking up a little bit.
Well, I think it was one of the DX guys at the time that was in the ring with him.
It could have been. It very well could have been. And who knows? I guess we'll never know because he's had that clip. It would take me a lot of effort and research that I'm too lazy to do to figure out who it is. But. We are here. The mic wasn't working. I got my mic working, so I do apologize for sound quality if I sound a little distant. Mike, I've been moving all weekend into a new apartment. Hold on. There we go. And the mic was in the hot car, so I don't know if maybe it got a little messed up somehow or something. I don't know. But either way, as long as you can understand me and I'm not breaking up every other word, then we are good to go because that's been my major audio issues. So. We're good with that.
We got Jason.
Let's see. Hey, busy man.
Yep. Yeah, what's going on?
Jason.
What's up?
My man, what's going on?
I'm all right. I'm a little surprised with the Mick Foley's pickup.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, yeah, we were going to start with that. I mean, there was rumors swirling all week long, at least that I've heard through my camp and my sources, that it was going to be Stone Cold be the manager, GM of Raw. And I thought that that would be awesome. I mean, a lot of people are asking for one more match. A lot of people are saying that they really want Austin. And part of our Cage Combat recap of Raw, we're going to talk a little bit about of Raw. I mean, still got an hour left. So big shout-out to them. Big shout-out to our sponsors, Local Warehouse, Cage Combat, and commercials that they've made that I played last week. But if they're listening, again, big shout-out to them. But it's one of those things with Mick Foley, man. Yeah, it's a crowd favorite, but they've been down this road before, man. Foley, the GM, how many times now? I mean, three, probably, I'd say.
Twice.
So, okay, twice, but I know. But it didn't work. I mean, obviously, I said the crowd was fired.
They're breaking up, buddy.
Hang on.
Breaking up.
All right, better now?
Yep.
Better.
Okay. I know he was fired kayfabe. He wasn't actually fired. I know the crowd loved him and the whole thing. But we've been down this road before. I mean, we've been down the Stone Cold GM road before, too. But I just think that Stone Cold being GM with as much as this universe is looking for something, I think that it would have been much better to have possibly Stone Cold as GM, at least in my opinion. I know I would have lost my mind. I would have marked out really hard. But I'm okay with Foley. I don't like Daniel Bryan. I never did like Daniel Bryan. I thought he was corny. So I don't know about the SmackDown thing. But I'm excited about Raw, though.
Well, I also heard rumors that it was going to be Edge. I know you would have had a...
he would have had a... Oh, man.
Dude, my boner would have broke the television screen that happened. Are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean, I would have went through the roof if it was Edge, just because that's my homeboy. That's my main man. Oh, Kane is on television. What's that? Kane is still fucking here. He is so old at this point. So I was going to ask you guys real quick, what show, based on who the two general managers are now, what show do you feel usurps the other? Do you still think that Raw is going to be the flagship show, or do you think that Daniel Bryan and Shane sort of make SmackDown a little bit better?
I think SmackDown is going to become better with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. I mean, here's the thing. Mick Foley is great, okay? But I do not think that he and Stephanie McMahon can coexist. I mean, Shane McMahon even hinted to it. I give it 6 months. Guess what? You just gave away what was going to happen. He's going to get fired in 6 months. Then guess who comes in to take over the reins? Triple H.
You said six months. I gave it 3 months.
Well, Jason, that's actually funny that Icon segued into that, whether intentionally or not, because you mentioned off air in our little chat that you think that Foley's the first one to be fired. Why do you think it's working out too long.
I just don't see it working out too long. I don't see him being the GM that Stephanie really wants. You know, maybe Triple H is doing something right now, so he couldn't run it right now.
I mean, the reason why I say that is because Mick Foley is not going to be the kind of guy that's going to stab somebody in the back. He's not going to be Stephanie McMahon's bitch.
Exactly.
So it's not going to work out. I may even give it less than 6 months. I may give it four.
Okay.
You say four to six. Jason seems to think three. I think it could last long term, but if he does end up getting fired, let's just say he does. Do you think it's Stephanie that does the dirty work, or do you think that it's Vince that comes out and does it?
Oh, it's Vince. Stephanie. Really? You think it's Stephanie?
You know, I don't know. I think what we could end up seeing, and this is what I would hope for, and again, you know, we did our draft. We still have our rosters. We'll get into a little bit if we want to take the actual rosters of SmackDown that Jason's going to be running and the actual roster of Raw that Icon and I are going to be running and use those, or if we want to use our actual rosters that we drafted live on the show to put together cards. But we are doing that. I just wanted to wait for the draft to happen first to see where they went with it so that we knew who our GMs were going to be and blah, 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 so that we could use GMs based on their style and stuff like that. But
we decided we're going to keep the original roster that we had picked earlier, or are we going to be able to trade or what?
We can trade. My main thing was, are we going to choose the roster that we picked live on air, or are we going to use the actual Raw roster, the actual SmackDown roster with our guys? So that's what I'm not 100% sure on yet, and we get to that towards the end of the show with what we want to do. Also, feel free to tweet us at Off the Ropes, send us an email, contact at overtime.news, or call in, whichever one you want to do. But I think if it were me, what I would do is if they are going to get rid of Foley eventually, what I would do is have Triple H come out, okay, and have Triple H try to work it in slow. Have Triple H try to make matches, try to have authority, and have Mick Foley sort of usurp him a little bit. And Mick Foley say, no, listen, I'm the GM, this is my show, and just have irritate Triple H to the point where you start to see a little bit of that Triple H Foley rivalry we saw in 2000. And, you know, Triple H comes in and says, no, I want it this way. And Foley goes, no, well, hey, listen, it's my show. This is what's going to happen. And I think if they're going to get rid of Foley, I would have it be sort of like what's going on in Turkey, that aggressive overthrow, that coup. You know, I think that Triple H comes in, beats down Foley, hits him with the pedigree, and then Stephanie fires him. Okay? And then the aggressive takeover that way.
That brings me to my next point. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but here's my next point. This means that we're going to see Triple H get back into the ring instead of being the corporate puke Sue said he's been the last couple of years.
If it were up to me, yes.
Yeah.
But definitely. but only get into the ring every once in a while. He's not going to be an everyday fighter, but he is going to be sort of that physical general manager who can handle his business. So for in this particular instance, if they do get rid of Foley, they do a power takeover, whether he hits him, well, he can't hit him with a sledgehammer anymore because it's a PC nowadays, but if, you know, but he does, you know, hit him with a pedal, he leaves him laying, Stephanie then fires him and drops the mic on him and they walk out and blah, 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 blah. That would be something I'd like to see. I think that if they are going to get rid of Foley, that would be the way to do it, instead of just randomly firing him for no reason. I just, either way, the point gets across, but I think that in good old Triple H style, come in and hit him with the pedigree and do the whole thing like I just described. So, but I think that's coming probably, I'd say, around October, maybe November, or they ride out the rest of the year with Foley and restart at the Royal Rumble. That could possibly happen as well. But I do think that they want to sort of see where this goes, see the fan reaction. I think that the Foley decision was simply a fan-driven thing, knowing that they needed to make a splash, knowing that Foley is an no offense here, and I'm not trying to get sued for the words here, but the icon, Foley is an icon. He is arguably one of the biggest superstars in terms of fan appreciation, probably ever. So I do understand why they did it, and I understand that, you know, he'll get the cheap pop. He'll be like, you know, right here on Raw, live from New York with the thumbs up and the crowd will cheer and the whole thing. So I do understand why they went with that, but, you know, I wanted to see Austin, and obviously, like I said, if it was Edge, I would have probably booked TV with my boner. So I love Edge, but I'm happy with it. I actually... When I heard the Daniel Bryan rumor was going to be Daniel Bryan was going to be the SmackDown GM, I was like, man, you know, I was telling Icon before the show started, I've never been a huge Daniel Bryan fan. I've always thought he was corny. I've always thought his character was a little corny. I've always thought that he just, the whole yes thing is annoying. And
I still cannot believe you say that.
It's annoying.
Yes was the best thing that he could. Well, it was a little corny, but I'll tell you what, it was the coolest thing, getting everybody in the crowd going, yes, yes. I mean, we do that in Bison games here after we score a touchdown. It's one of the coolest things that they could have ever done with him. And I will say one thing for Daniel Bryan, he looks much better now that he learned what a razor is.
Yes, he has. And he's got the, you know, he doesn't have the long hair anymore. He's not quite a goat face anymore. Now he's more of like a... maybe a chicken face, but he's not a goat face anymore.
Yeah, Mick Foley could use the razor, though.
Macho Man! Yes, so my roommate just walked in. The guy did the Macho Man voice, so I was like, hey, there he is, Macho. Anyway, so, there's a light out there if you want to turn it on. That might be easier for you. Bingo, there you go.
You just want to see what we're doing, that's all.
Oh, I see. Nice. Okay. Sorry, I was happy person. So he's out there with his girlfriend. They went on the porch. I was like, hey, turn the light on. But then they're like, oh, well, then you can see what we're doing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, never mind. Turn the light off. So, but anyway, back focused here. Raw so far, to me, has been okay. I always like talking segments and good talking segments. And I kind of liked the whole thing that happened with Cena and the club and the New Day and the Wyatts and the build-up to the 12-man tag. I enjoyed it because I've always liked commotion and chaos when it comes to that and people getting interrupted and this and that. But I really got to ask now, everyone to be a stable or a tag team that gets as popular. Because I know New Day is popular. They lead everybody right now in merchandise sales. Obviously, the crowd gets behind them with the New Day rocks, clap, and chant, and all that. Are we going to see a team or a stable as good as DX again?
No.
No?
Never.
Why is that?
I mean, you know, I'll tell you what. Everybody knows that the whole gang warfare started with the NWO, and then DX came along, and outdid them in every way because they were younger and faster and better looking and not on drugs, as far as I know. But you won't ever have another good group like that. I mean, they had a good deal with the Shield when they were together. Then they split that up. They broke that up, which was a dumb move, I still say. I mean, they would have taken the NWO and DX and completely put them on the shelf if they would have kept it going, but they ruined it. So you will never, ever see anything like it.
I'm with it. I mean, I sort of think that the New Day, they're, in terms of the fan appreciation of them, is sort of like DX, but I definitely think the club is the most DX-esque right now because of the way that they attack and pass and the way that they're never alone. They're never individualized. And I think that they're the closest thing, but they're not even in the same stratosphere. I mean, DX is Earth. I mean, they're Uranus at this point. I mean, they're that far away. But I think that if they keep working with this club, they could possibly get there.
I think to make it work, though, the club would have to add one more member. Because everybody knows that a gang warfare cannot be done with three people. You need to add people.
Yeah,
but you don't want to put it like, I guess that's where Finn might come in.
Finn Balor, yeah. Well, wasn't he somewhat affiliated with the club in NXT?
No, they just sold his shirts for the Balor Club, but it was pretty much in reference to the club, which was the Bullet Club.
Oh, Jason, it's great that you mentioned shirts and shirt sales. One of our sponsors that is listening, Michelle from Mogul Warehouse, is going to be putting together an order for us, getting the Icon T-shirt printed eventually, getting the Overtime.News shirts printed out. We'll
nice.
Be listening. It's funny that you mentioned shirts because here you go.
Michelle Taylor here, your swag queen from Logo Warehouse, your brand identity experts, where your promotional design and marketing material is made ready every day.
Well, that is certainly awesome. Make sure you check us out at overtime.news and check out Logo and Design Warehouse, 2100 Doubleday Avenue, Ballston Spa, New York. Owner Michelle Taylor, the swag queen, the coolest shit on planet Earth. Give them a call, 518-884-4575.
So it's funny that I say the coolest shit on planet Earth because it's really cool.
You know,
when
I'll tell you what, I love that commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sway Queen, I eventually get to meet her. You guys can tell her what a charmer the Icon is, you know.
The Icon definitely is a charmer. Jason, did you see the Icon photo with the new girls from NDSU? I mean,
yeah,
I
love
the Young Guns.
Yeah.
He's on the Young Guns now. I told them that, have them listen to the show, man. We'll give them away. And in fact, if you see those girls again, if you see some more incoming students, Icon, you can tell them at Overtime.News.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm
glad that you asked about that picture. Here's the thing. All four of them are listening right now.
Oh, beautiful. Well, then if they're listening right now, I want to let them know that this we're going to be doing something, and we're going to try to hit NDSU with their – and maybe you can put me up with this since you got ties with the school. What – we're going to try doing is hitting all the different colleges in the fall. Okay, doing a college takeover, per se. So we're going to be doing a show from a lot of different college radio stations. For instance, Brianna, who works for the Tuesday Thursday show, she's going to Sacred Heart in Connecticut. We're going to see if we can get Sacred Heart Radio, you know, the on-campus radio station, to let us do a show there, and we're going to promote it and do whatever. Same thing with what was that?
The week that you guys should come down, because homecoming, you know, is just not going to work. But the week you should come down is when we play Eastern Washington here in the Fargo Dome. Those guys have been on our bus since we got screwed in 2010 in the semifinals of the playoffs. We did get screwed in that game. They've been on our bucket list. Those guys are going down. You guys got to come down here. Let me be on the show with you. I'll tell you what, man, the Icon, no one talks trash like the Icon. Of course, what's his name on it? Doesn't have the guts to come on our show and
Big
trash
Delicious,
talk with me. Big Delicious. I mean, he's too busy trying to think of a better name. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I don't understand it because he spelled Delicious wrong too. But not only is Vic spelled wrong, but Delicious is spelled wrong also. But now I was saying, well, we're hitting the college tours, okay? So it might be cool to try to hit a radio station up there. And here's why those kids, I call them kids because they are still kids in my opinion. I'm getting old now. Here's why I think that college students will eat this up. What Logo Warehouse is able to do for us is they're able to print out not just t-shirts, okay? Not just logo and apparel and, you know, activewear, like, you know, they can do anything from goggles to headbands to freaking, you know, t-shirts to pens, pencils, cups, whatever the hell you want. But they have a cool thing that we're going to be giving away when we do marketing at the colleges, and that's going to be, let's say we do, I don't know, the 10th caller or whatever it is, okay? And we're gonna build this up for like a month. We're gonna put flyers around all the dorms. We're gonna do, you know, run a whole big promotional thing so that we get people listening. We are going to give away to the whatever caller we decide on 10 t-shirts or however many t-shirts that they can hand out. Breathalyzers, little handheld breathalyzers. So when they're at the bar, they can blow into it and see if they're okay to drive. That's gonna have the overtime.news logo on it. Also, we're gonna give them condoms that have the overtime.news logo on them. So here's
and,
what the 10th caller
and, they're going to have icon shirts at that time, are they not?
They will. By then, yes. By then, they will. So we are going to have they can get an icon t-shirt. They can do whatever t-shirt they want. With an overtime.news t-shirt, an icon t-shirt. We'll be giving one away. If it's up there, we'll probably be giving away the icon t-shirt and a breathalyzer and 10 free condoms. And, I mean, I think college kids will eat that up. I really do. And I think it'll be awesome.
What, see? The guy to contact on Facebook here for Fargo would be, one of the guys would be Randall Black.
Randall Black? Okay.
Yeah, for 95.9.
Okay. What a station.
Okay. Yeah, he 95.9 FM. He also hosts a great little thing that they got going here in Fargo called Brian Flicks. And he's a big fan. Icon too, so we gotta get him fucked up.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, I'll definitely get in touch with him. I'll probably get all the info from you off the air, but I definitely will hit him up for sure. I know how the tradition of sports up there, at least especially in football. I don't know necessarily how the other sports are, but I'm assuming they're all pretty good. But the coolest shit on earth is what their slogan is, but also their marketing and design specialist. Here's another commercial we did there.
Wow, there's some really cool shit in here.
We have the freaking coolest shit in town here.
Man, what does all this shit cost?
It's wholesale, believe it or not. Our shit is completely wholesale.
So I could get, like, any shit printed on here that I want?
We have shit you can get printed from t-shirts to pens to pencils.
So we could do, like, our big logo and shit?
We could do your big logo and shit.
We could do, like, Swag Queen on all the shirts?
Well, of course you'd want to do Swag Queen because I am the Swag Queen, so of course.
Check it out, Overtime.news, logo and design warehouse.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's got such a hot voice.
Doesn't she?
Right now.
Yeah, the icon is hard over there, listening to this voice. No, she actually, she's as cool as her voice sounds also. She, ex-military, she was military police, and she really is cool. It's a great business relationship, and I think it's cool that she's open to the idea to do commercials like we just played, because, you know, like for my FM affiliate down here, we could never have a commercial like that because obviously we can't play that kind of stuff on FM airwaves. So the fact that we're on the internet and we're going to be streaming, you know, if the show doesn't get our sports shows are sometimes on the FM affiliate. So if those get streamed, we have to blurt that out or leave those out. But for shows like this, we can play those kind of things, and I think it's great. I think that she's all attitude era. She loves wrestling. She loves UFC, cage combat. John Spoil was going to call up again tonight, but he has some personal stuff going on, so I don't know if he's going to make it on. But again, hopefully he does. Big for cage combat. The 23rd, we've been tickets have been going like crazy. I've already given out like six comp tickets, six or eight comp tickets to get there. And you got to get there. You got to see MMA live here in upstate New York before it becomes professional and ticket prices go through the roof. So, got to check that out. But anyways, back on topic here for a second. For those ladies listening, again, my name's Chris, by the way. The other guys, don't worry about it. Just, you know, my name's Chris here. Or, if you like a bit of the dark meat, Jason, I believe this thing will as well. So who knows? But so it's up to you, ladies. But we will be around. So let me go into this then. What show between these two do you think? I know you said you think SmackDown ends up being better, but does it all completely hinge, you think, on the talent that is drafted tomorrow night? Or do you think that it's going to be more about the creative team and how they work with it, no matter who gets drafted?
Hmm.
Well, it's you know, with, you know, I was surprised that, well, actually, let me reverse that. I'm not surprised that Stephanie McMahon got Raw because, you know, she's Danny Little's girl, and, you know, people would rather see her flaunt herself than Shane McMahon. But I think Shane McMahon,
I don't know about that.
Shane McMahon is not going to do this, screw people over just because he can do it. He's going to actually make people work for what they get. You know, Stephanie McMahon is the ultimate screw over artist in more ways than one.
Her way to the highway, yeah. Typical woman, but yeah, her way to the highway.
That's why I don't think her and Mick Foley will get along. I really don't.
But again,
I see this as in terms of like Jerry Jones running Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, okay.
I see it like Jerry Jones running Monday Night Raw, and maybe Jonathan Moore running SmackDown. A steady ship in SmackDown, but I think Raw is really going to push the envelope here. I don't know if you guys heard that, you know, the Cruiserweight division is coming back, and it's going to be exclusively on Raw. So between that and the ladies and the talent that they draft, I expect a strong show by Stephanie, because she's been here before. She knows how to run a tight ship. Shane's been gone 10 years. We'll see how he does, you know, when he has a full show to himself.
Sure.
Now, do you think now that it's going to get better, guys? It's better.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, Jason, you have a new grind my kids, by the way.
One more fact to you guys. Not only does Stephanie have to run, but just think about her competition. You know, when she's playing football, Shane has the luxury. You don't have to worry about football on Tuesday. So that alone, you know, it's going to be stuff that
It is going to be tough. That was, I think, one of the things that SmackDown ran into when football started on Thursdays. So, because, I mean, SmackDown, nobody really watched it anyway. And then when football season was on, it was abysmal ratings.
True.
But, you know, we have a new Grinds My Gears, by the way, and I'm going to get into this Grinds My Gears. We're actually going to put it on this show for once, because I do have a couple of Grinds My Gears things about WWE. But I just got clearance to be able to do it uncensored. So here's the new Grinds My Gears.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you!
Yeah, I can do it without the beep now, which is awesome. We don't have to beep out anymore. What grinds my gears about WWE now is it doesn't matter to me who is going to be GM or who goes where, who does what. It's not going to matter to me because it's still BG. It's still, you know, you can't really have any action anymore in terms of the whole hitting with chairs and the crazy Hell in a Cell matches and all the stuff. You can't have the blood. You can't have the stuff. It's just, to me, it's going to be the same crap with exciting booking. But I don't think that guys are going to be able to just do a lot of the same things. Real quick, though, the draft rules for tomorrow. Raw has the first overall pick. With two SmackDown picks, Raw gets three, because it's a three-hour show. 10 teams count as one pick, unless a commissioner general manager only wants one member of the team. And 6 of the picks will be made off the NXT roster. So those are the rules for tomorrow, and finals on WWE.com. But I feel like I can't get excited about this draft like I got excited in the '02 draft, because I feel honestly like it doesn't matter who they draft, it doesn't matter who the talent is. You can't get excited about the current roster because of those things, because of what I look for. Because of what I look for when it comes to the violence and the storylines and the whatever. Now, these guys, yeah, they can book a good.
We must have lost him.
You're here. I got you. The creative team has to step their game up here, because right now, even these two, even the interactions between these two, I don't want to see the general manager smiling and joking around with each other. I want to see them at each other. I want to see Ric Flair, Vince McMahon in 02 when they were battling for who would have the better show. I want to see, you know, Eric Bischoff and Stephanie when they were competing for who had the better show. I don't want to see friendly GMs who get along with each other. I want chaos. I want those two to be going balls to the wall, even though Stephanie doesn't have any, going balls to the wall to get the best television program possible. And I honestly feel like, yeah, Shane is new and progressive in the whole thing, but the reason why I think SmackDown might usurp them here is simply because Shane lived through the Attitude Era. I mean, Stephanie did too, but Stephanie was really the wingman for Triple H. Her whole thing was based around what Triple H did until she became the GM of SmackDown. Shane was on all these different angles, manager for the Big Show. I mean, manager corporate ministry. I mean, he was, you know, he was always been sort of that guy that's been the wheeling, dealing, backroom deal businessman. I think Shane has to get back to that. I don't want to see smiling Shane with the new sneakers and the whole thing. I want to see Greasy McMahon Shane. That's what I want to see.
Shane is the only guy to ever jump off the damn Titantron. You think Stephanie would ever do that?
No. Stephanie McMahon barely even got into the ring.
I mean, that's what I like about Shane McMahon. He is one sick bastard. You know, and that's why his show was going to be better with him and Daniel Bryan. Like I say, doesn't Daniel Bryan look so much better now that he's shaved? Now that he got a haircut? Apparently, when you get married to a Bella twin, you have to start looking the part.
True. Oh, by the way, Icon, when you mentioned that her voice is hot, she said that she is. So she is listening. So she did hear that. So she's appreciates the compliment.
Give her my number. Tell her to call me or text me. I'll take her out to dinner.
I don't necessarily know her husband would like that, but. I'll see what I can finagle. But she's really cool. So I'm going to go on here and see if anyone's commented on the episode. Right now you've got the WWE title match. Now this is what I'm not quite sure about. A title match between these two. Who comes away with the belt here? Do they keep it on Ambrose?
I think he loses the belt.
See, that's why I'm with you, Jason. I think he's going to lose the belt here. Seth Rollins is going to go number one to Raw. Dean Ambrose will go number two to SmackDown. John Cena will go to SmackDown. And Roman Reigns will stay on Raw as well. I think those will be your top four picks.
I can see it.
I can see that.
You guys also heard the deal with The Undertaker. He is not on the draft board.
No. Wow. Okay. Well, he only fights
and
once
also,
a year, so I'm not surprised.
I don't know if you guys heard the deal with Brock Lesnar. He just got he just found that he was doping before his match with
the UFC,
MMA.
Yeah. Mhm.
So how is that going to affect things here on Raw? You know.
Well, Jason got cut off, by the way. He's going to call back in a minute. Here he is. His reception isn't great. But, yeah, I don't know. Jason and I talked a little bit about this on yesterday's show, about how this is going to affect Brock for SummerSlam. I don't know if Brock is going to have the wellness policy violation like what Roman did, because he wasn't doping for a WWE event. So I don't know. And plus, it's not 100% set in stone to even dope at all. It's not 100% set in stone they even did that. Those are just allegations at this point. But
here's the latest thing I heard about that.
Yeah.
Even if he did dope, if it happened, if he got flagged, it probably would happen before he announced he was coming back.
So that, you know, before that, they, nothing can be held against them. So if he did take something like March, April, or May, that can be held, you know, can be held against them in WWE standards come on SummerSlam. So that whole suspension idea I threw out yesterday, that's off the table right now.
Well, what they're saying, though, is that he doped to get big for the Smart Punk fight so that it all happens within the last month. That's what they're saying. But, again, who knows? I don't know. I mean, Lesnar's always been a physical freak, so I don't know. But it's like, I think Lesnar had to do two things. Lesnar had to win that match against Hunt so that Paul Heyman could continue with his great beast promos that he gives. And I think Lesnar also had to come out of this clean, because now Paul Heyman could say, you know, the beast incarnate and do his whole thing, but everyone's going to be like, yeah, the beast incarnate cheated. So I don't necessarily know that if this ends up panning out the way that it looks like it might be panning out, I don't know if Brock Lesnar has any more credibility.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing I don't get. Okay, now Brock Lesnar, okay, I've said this many times. I've met him in person a couple times. He's put me in a heavy headlock. Thank God he let it go. But he's a nice guy personally. I don't like when he wrestled for the Gophers. I don't. One of his teammates is now the current head wrestling coach here at NDSU.
Mm-hmm.
Minor point. But here's the thing, though. I don't understand. He does not need a mouthpiece in MMA. Why does he need Paul Heyman to be a mouthpiece in WWE? He can do his own talking.
It's his character,
or
though.
Mark, say,
it's his character. He's never been much of a talker. And Paul Heyman,
yeah,
in my opinion, is one of the best on the microphone. Well, yeah, but he's one of the best on the microphone that we've ever seen. So I think the fact that Paul Heyman, you name me one coach. Think about this. A coach for like a college program, like Ohio State or Alabama, or one of those big-time college programs, tell me that they wouldn't want to have Paul Heyman in their locker room and getting them up for the game. I mean, the way that Paul Heyman amps up Brock Lesnar, and the way that Paul Heyman really pumps Brock Lesnar, man, that would get me, it gets me fired up just watching it, and I'm not even there. So I think that Paul Heyman, I didn't know we were going into this, or else I'd have a clip, but Paul Heyman is
We lost him again. Jason?
Yeah, I'm still here. I hear you guys. I don't hear. Where did Chris go?
I don't know. Well, you know, Chris has been having problems. Just so you know, folks, Chris has been having a problem with his mic. He recently moved into a new apartment, and it does sound like he's talking through a speakerphone, but it's the mic. So until he comes back, Jason, I guess we'll take this thing. Now, with this match going on right now, do you think it's a definite that Seth is going to win this thing and take the title?
I'm 90% sure Seth is going to win, because if you're going to look at it as a booking standpoint, Seth has to be number one overall. They're not going to pick Dean. He's not ready to be. You know, he is ready, but he's not the number one pick material ready. He's more like a number two, number three pick. With the ceiling for Seth, you could do it so many. You could book him in so many different ways. It would only make sense for him to be number one. Speaking of draft, I think Roman Reigns pretty much is stumbling a little bit. He was easily a top two. I think he drops down, like you said, to number four or even possibly five.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's like the way that Seth Rollins came out and talked
crap about the whole him being suspended and everything. I thought it was a work at that point, but I'm not. They said they're gonna bring Roman Reigns back for a house show before the pay per view, so I don't know if that's true, but it'll be interesting if it is.
That would be interesting, but I still wouldn't put him in my top two picks. I would probably still, like you said,
I wouldn't
have
either.
It.
No.
I would still have it the way you have it, because I think Cena has to be the second group coming in after these two guys.
Right.
It all depends on how the draft is going to play out. But I do think two members of the Shield will stay on the Raw. One's going to be on SmackDown, and I think Dean's the one that's going to be on SmackDown.
All right. Now, let me flip this a little bit. Look at this. They're both watching these guys, you
exactly.
know. Chris, are you back? No, he's not back. Okay, here's the thing. Would it shock you if all three Shield members stay on one show? I don't think it's going to happen, but would that not be a major shock to bring shock value if you kept all three of them on the same show and kept them battling? I mean, would that
wouldn't shock me. I would be all for it. But in the purpose of drafting, you would have to take one. You would have to take two of them in the first two picks.
Well, true.
But like you said, maybe. But like you said, maybe they do a little curveball. Maybe Cena is the second number one pick, and then Stephanie has her three picks back to back. She might take those other guys.
Okay. And you know, I think it would be an awesome spectacle if all three did stay on one show. You know, one rule that we did not talk about is a tag team will not split up. They're saying that if you pick a tag team, it's considered.
Guys,
one
I am
team.
Here, by the way. I am
right.
here.
Hey,
I had a mic issue. I don't know what the hell is going on with my microphone, so I'm just gonna do the rest of the show via cell phone. So I do apologize for the quality. I'm gonna go over to Guitar Center tomorrow and get my mic figured out because it's kind of pissing me off here.
Chris, much better now.
Oh well, that's good. That's good to know. Here's my thing. My little spiel I was going on before I got cut off. Just here I am talking, and you guys aren't commenting on anything. And I'm like, huh? Okay, I got through a whole paragraph and didn't get interrupted by the icon once. So I thought that a little weird. What I think is going to happen here is that if it were Chris Chaos as a character being a general manager, I feel like I would probably screw Dean here, take the belt off of him, and then draft Dean and make his life a living hell. That would be good television for me. I don't think that Dean stays. I think Dean has to stay on Raw if he keeps the belt because he has the red belt. He can't get drafted to SmackDown and take the Raw belt. Wouldn't make any sense. So if the number one pick for Stephanie on Raw is going to be Seth Rollins, he's going to get the belt tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely, I think, something that we can look forward to.
But, yeah, here's the thing. You know, while you were gone, you know, Jason and I were carrying the show. But the thing is, here's another twist to that. We were talking about if it would be a major shock if all three former Shield members stay on one show.
I don't think that'll happen either.
But we were talking that Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and Roman Reigns are going to be your top four picks. And I think Roman Reigns, because of the recent doping thing, is going to be drops him down to a fourth. Jason said possibly even drop him down to a fifth. But I'm thinking here, whoever wins this match between these two is going to be your number one pick.
Well, do you think that Stephanie would still take Dean even if he wins? Because, I mean, obviously she wants Rollins. Rollins is her guy. Do you think maybe this is what they do? Do you think maybe they have Daniel Bryan be the face GM? Do you think maybe they turn Mick Foley heel here and Mick Foley ends up screwing Dean, okay, and Rollins wins the belt and then they draft Rollins and then that's how they sort of they do like a less intense version of the Montreal Screwjob, and they basically screw him out of the belt tonight with Mick Foley doing it and sort of getting in good with Stephanie here early on.
Okay.
That could possibly happen.
Thing. You know, we all know that since the Shield broke out, these guys have had great battles against each other, whether it be Roman against Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins against Dean Ambrose or Dean Ambrose against or Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns, vice versa. I don't know if you really would want to split that up. I think these guys got way too much chemistry. It would be a ratings disaster if they split them up. And another, but on the other flip of the coin, I don't think you can keep them together either. You know, I think what's going to happen is whoever wins this match is going to be the number one pick and stay on Raw as the champion, obviously.
Yeah.
Then whoever loses is going to be the number one pick for SmackDown. And I'm thinking what they're going to do is they will have to have some type – I don't think they're just going to do this, give the belt to the guy. I don't think they're going to do that. I think Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan are going to make the champion earn it. So they'll have some kind of championship tournament or something on SmackDown. It makes sense. And have it like coordinated at a view. You can't just give a title. You know, you can't.
No, but – I think that the way it's set up right now, I thought Stephanie was going to get SmackDown. And if Stephanie got SmackDown, I thought she was going to take Rollins and then award him the belt like Bischoff did to Triple H back in 2002. But that's obviously not set up for that right now. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's definitely going to be great. But really, honestly, in my opinion, this is the take I have on it right now.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Because I just can't get behind this current roster. I can't get behind any of these guys. I don't like
it's gonna
Rollins.
Get better. It's
yeah,
gonna
well,
get
Dean
better.
Ambrose. Dean Ambrose is a good champion. I like Dean Ambrose as champion, but I can't get behind this current roster. This to me, like I'm watching 03. I'm about midway through 03 on the WWE Network right now, and the mid card for both. I mean, you're looking at guys: Edge, Benoit, Eddie Guerrero. I mean, Rey Mysterio, that was just SmackDown. Then you're looking at, you know, D'Lo Brown, who was pretty good. You're looking at Lance Storm, William Regal, the Dudleys, you know, 3 Minute Warning. I mean, I'm looking at the mid-card. And the mid-card was just so much better and more exciting back. Really, the only reason that I would have to watch Raw other than this show is for the main event. And even the main event isn't that great. So, I mean, I watched the main event and I watched the women's matches. Pretty much because Sasha Banks is hot, and I would do unforgivable things to Paige and Becky Lynch. But, you know, other than that, I don't really think there's any need to watch Raw. It's not exciting to me anymore. And I think maybe it's just me reminiscing and missing the Attitude Era. I really think that for kids who don't know any better, this is the most exciting thing that they've ever seen. I mean, for people who are, you know, too young to know what the good old days were like, you know?
You know, yeah, it's sad that kids nowadays don't get to experience the stuff that, and of course I'm dating myself again. I know you guys are going to think I'm doing the old thing again, but here's the thing.
You probably are.
Back in the 80s and 90s when there was chair shots and there was cage matches.
All
you know, we'll never
shit.
Get to see that. That time will never come again. You know?
I have to.
And it's
come
sad
back.
To me. You know?
I think it's good. I think it's good stuff. I mean, I honestly feel like they're trending in the right direction. I just don't know if this current team can put it together the correct way. I really don't. You know what I really wanted to hear? When they were announcing who the general managers were, Icon teased this a couple weeks ago when we were talking about who we thought the general managers were going to be. I really wanted to hear this music today.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Respect, 'cause your opinion don't matter. This maniac is gonna.
So I really want to hear
Bischoff.
I know it's your theme song. I know, and I really wanted to hear Bischoff's music, because I really think that. If they were going to trend towards that old style, that Bischoff would be the guy to do it. You know. Now, I also maybe feel that if they heard this music, I mean, how crazy How crazy, just think about it. If Stone Cold's music hit when she announced the GM, how crazy would the crowd have went tonight? That would have been one of the biggest pops you probably ever heard. Ever. That would have been, the roof would have blown off the arena tonight had that music hit. So,
I also heard
I don't know.
They were considering Brie Bella as possible for one.
Brie Bella?
About,
what?
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard that rumor, too.
Oh, man. I mean, you know Brie's going to be somewhat involved with Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, but, man, Brie Bella, to me, I thought she was a very mediocre. She always got, outshadowed by her sister anyway. So, why give her a position of power, you know? What about Vicky Guerrero?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say it'd be better than Vicky Guerrero. Thank God they didn't pick her.
So you don't think Vicky Guerrero would have been good?
Nah, too much.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yo, I love these buttons. I love being able to play with these buttons.
You know what would have been a great anonymous general manager.
You know, they tried that before too. When they had the anonymous GM, when Michael Cole was the heel. And he would be like, I have a letter from the anonymous general manager, and he would get a fax, and he would whatever. They tried
and
that, and then they faded away a little bit. It sort of faded away a little bit. I think people liked it at first, and then it got a little old. But that would be, at this point, I would take that too. At this point, I would take pretty much anything the current product that we've gotten. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, right now, though, I will give them this. From an athletic standpoint, right now, this has been a hell of a match. I'm sort of watching it as we're talking here. And, I mean, for anybody who has Raw on the television, the Dean Ambrose-Seth Rollins match has been amazing. I mean, it has been really, really amazing. I think it is one of the best we've seen. What do you guys
this
think?
This has actually been the best Raw they've had in months. You know, with
they needed it, though. They needed it though. Coming up on the draft, they need to have something.
Yeah, with the 6-man tag, the 12-man tag match, I mean
it was good. It was a good match.
Yeah, it was anything but lame, you know.
Oh no, that was a great match, and the finish was great. And I think that it was. Now you know, I had a buddy who said he went to one of the house shows. You know, those aren't televised. Well, they said this was a couple of years ago. I don't remember who he said was fighting, but Victoria used to be fighting, and Victoria was fighting somebody. And I guess something happened in the match where they really botched it, and it really ended up being like a bad finish, and it just wasn't good. So a couple matches later, the music hit, and they came back out again and refinished the match and did it the right way. So sometimes, you know, on house shows, you see different things. That would never fly on Raw. They just got to fly with it because, you know, whether it's a bad finish or not, they just got to roll with it. And, you know, that's sort of the beauty of live improvisation, because if these guys make mistakes, they just got to roll with it. They got to fly with it. And right now, this has been flawless. I mean, oh, jeez, wow. That was a hell of a thing by Rollins. I don't know. These two guys, I think, I know they're going to be on different shows, but I think it would be great to have these two on the same show, because can you just imagine the rivalry that you're going to have between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins if they're on the same show? Can you just imagine what the intense battles are going to be between these two? And I would say ship out Roman Reigns. Get Roman Reigns to the other show, okay? Or if you want to possibly bring the Shield back, keep all three, but I don't seem to think, because these three guys are amongst the top five or eight on the roster. And I would say, obviously, you got to split them up because, I mean, if you pass up one of these guys to somebody else, it'd be a stupid draft decision. But I would say you've got to keep these two on the same show. I mean, watching this match, it's the best match I've seen on Raw in a long time. So,
let's take a poll on that. Okay.
Okay.
Do all three Shield members stay on Raw, or do all three go to Raw, or all go three to SmackDown?
No.
Do two go to SmackDown? Okay.
I'm sticking by with my Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins staying on Raw. Dean's going to be over at SmackDown.
I didn't feel that Dean will go to SmackDown because, I mean, you know, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, I mean, they have good matches too, but, you know, SmackDown's going to need that anchor, and I think Dean Ambrose is going to provide that anchor. I mean, I love John Cena. I've never disliked John Cena ever, but he's getting old. He's not going to be that anchor.
I think Cena's going to slowly turning into The Rock, where he's not going to be as round as often as we assume that he will be. So you need an anchor. I agree. You need an anchor over there. So why not be Dean Ambrose?
You know, also, and make sure you check out our affiliates page. So I got to give the live read here. It's because we're coming up on the hour. Make sure you check out our affiliates page. Click on Cage Combat, Standing Eight Entertainment, as well as Logo Warehouse. You go right to our affiliates page on the website. Click on their name. It takes you right to their website. Again, we're going to get icon shirts printed. We're going to get all sorts of stuff printed. Do you think, Jason, just off topic real quick, and then we'll get back onto this just while we're doing our affiliates thing, do you feel that you could potentially have women down there who would wear Swag Queen T-shirts?
Absolutely.
Because if I get Swag Queen T-shirts printed with Logo Warehouse's logo and ours on the back, I think women would eat that up. I mean, obviously, you know, it would give business. Now, you're way down in Brooklyn, so I don't know how much business they do around the whole state, but I definitely think Swagman would be huge. I think Icon would be huge for guys. I definitely think we should do – I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. I'm also going to see if they can make belts for us, like title belts.
Championship belts.
Say that again?
Championship belts?
Yeah. They're going to make like a – except without the WWE logo, they're going to have the OTN logo on there and have it be, you know, a belt sent to all of us, you know, with you with your Icon logo on each side and then OTN in the middle, and then, you know, have them be – now, I'm not saying that they have to be as heavy and as blinged out as these belts are. I mean, shit, you can make them out of plastic. I don't care. It'd just be cool to have one. But I'm going to see if they can do that as well so we can take it with us to events. And you know, when we start doing live on-location events for this show, we can sort of set it out on the table or put it wherever we need to put it. So Raw is back on air here. And, you know, I was going to say, guys, that the – you know, I don't know. I mean, this match has been one of the – I think we've seen in a long time. And – just the rivalry that these two could have on the same show. I mean, this could end up being a Triple H McFoley in 2000 rivalry. This could end up being a Rock Triple H. This could end up being a Stone Cold McMahon type of rivalry in terms of just the heat that these two guys have with each other. Kayfabe or not, I don't know. But when these two guys fight, whether they don't like each other in real life or not, they sell the fact that they just flat out don't like each other. And they make that pretty well known. So, and I think you need a little element of that. You can't have two guys who, you know, are buddy-buddy and going to get a beer after the show and just say, you know, let's just get this match over with and then go grab a Corona. You can't have that. You need to have a little bit of that hatred. And these two guys right now,
they definitely seem to have a Shawn Michaels Triple H chemistry in the ring.
They definitely do. That's another good point between those two. I definitely think they know each other so well. I just think to keep them both on the same show, I think the only way around it would be, let's say Rollins goes first overall with Stephanie. Shane's first pick is Cena. And then Stephanie takes Dean Ambrose. I think that would be, that's the way to do it. But I don't know. I mean, I think that these two guys, I didn't give them enough credit. Of course, we don't see them fight each other very often, one-on-one, but just this has been an entertaining back-and-forth match. I never know who's going to win, and quite frankly, I like this match, like a lot of the matches that I've watched in recent weeks, I could tell you the winner as soon as the bell rang, but this match, I really don't know. I mean, it's so even. These two guys are so back-and-forth. You know, one guy has offense, and then one guy goes back on the offense, and one guy picks it up, and one guy picks it up, and it's just, it's back and forth. It's so back and forth, and it reminds me of sort of the old days matches where you just never knew what the hell was going to happen, and I don't know, man. It's exciting to me. Oh, pedigree. Nope, he's going to pick him up for another powerbomb. That's like the third one now. Rollins showing some strength, too. I mean, Dean Ambrose, oh, DDT. I mean, these two guys, it's so back and forth, man. Right when it looks like one guy's getting the advantage, the other guy's able to pick it up, and you got to keep him on the same show. If it were me, if it were WWE, after the production that they put out in this final 10 minutes of Raw, you've got to keep them on the same show together. You can't split these guys up. I mean, this is beautiful television right now. It really is. And I mean, I have it on mute, and I'm excited. Okay,
I have it on mute also.
My next point. You know, we've talked about the last several weeks that the writing on Raw has just been atrocious. It's just sucked. We know that.
For years it's been that way.
I mean, and I think, you know, of course, this may be my ego coming out here, but I don't give a damn. I think what happened is we've been talking about how we would make better writers than the current WWE staff. I think they've been listening to our show, and they've been hearing what they've been saying. They've finally been getting their head out of their ass. Give the WWE the kick it needs. It's about time, because they've been listening to us.
Well, you know, if they are listening to us, and if somebody that's affiliated with them is listening to us, well, hey, you know, I mean, I will get my DJ job tomorrow, and I'll go down to Stamford, Connecticut. I don't mind. Connecticut's a nice state. But, you know, I feel like they're in desperate times right now, because I don't feel like we're the only people who feel this way regarding Raw. I think that they've had whispers. They've known, they've heard.
Uh-oh, here we go.
For a while.
This announce table is going down, I think.
Yeah, here we go.
You know, imagine if these announce tables could talk. You know, that.
Yeah. Oh, now, don't you guys agree that the worst possible finish you could have would be if this match ends in a DQ?
That'd be terrible.
I mean, Rollins isn't gonna get himself disqualified, because that's, you know, he wants the belt. But that's one thing I hated about Rollins when he was the champion, is he would find ways to get himself DQ'd so he didn't lose the belt. I mean, if the match was trending in the other direction and he felt himself starting to lose, he would just get himself disqualified and keep the belt. Now,
yeah,
he has to
every
win.
Every match that he was in, he did that. Oh, nice move. The pedigree. Is it over? One, two. Oh, two and a half. Sorry, guys. I had to do my old commentary on this.
God, I'm just watching this match, and I'm just thinking about Tunsil with the NFL draft and how his stock just kept diminishing. And to me, by the way, the longer this match goes, it's the same thing for Roman Reigns. Like, he's so irrelevant right now. You don't need him as a top guy. He's got...
But we all know that by putting the belt on Dean Ambrose, we were talking about it for a month and a half before it finally happened. You know? I mean, it just made sense. But
you know who they need? You know who they need?
Frank, what the hell are you doing, man?
That's my character. I'm the trash man. I come out, I throw trash all over the ring, and then I start eating garbage. And then I pick up the trash can and I smash the guy on the head.
Oh, that's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, I definitely want to see the trash man. That would be amazing.
Well, you guys, the WWE had a trash man. The same with Duke the Dumpster Grossy.
Oh, wait a minute. Who won?
Got knocked out.
Who won?
It's still going. The referee just got knocked out.
Oh, no. I got a 1-2-3, but it was like a double pin.
What?
Oh, no. Double pin? No. They're going to end this match with a double pin, sir? Come on. If this match ends that way, I wanted to say
it's
a
serious? Finish.
I wanted to see a definitive
win. Here's
what's
gonna happen. This is gonna make sense. By them doing this, that means
the belt is null and void, so they got to have a tournament for both belts and both shows.
No, Rollins will keep it. I mean, Ambrose will keep it. Yep, Stephanie hugging Rollins, so definitely know she's gonna he's going to be number one overall pick regardless. But wait a minute, so now I'm confused. What is gonna happen? How is this gonna? Actually, to me, kind of interesting because now what do they do? Dude, Mick Foley looks like
Santa Claus.
They're
gonna make it. I gotta turn this up. I gotta hear what they got to say.
Wait, Stephanie's got a microphone. Oh God, with her little shrill voice.
Oh great.
Grab the belt. Is that how they're going to do this?
No.
Stephanie just flag-ejected that belt.
The belt is vacated.
You know what? No. You know what? I think they're gonna rerun what happened back in 2003 when Bischoff appointed Triple H the world champion without even having to wrestle. Maybe that might happen on SmackDown.
So my original plan ends up happening, where Dean gets awarded the belt on SmackDown.
I think so. I think that's what I don't think there's going to be a tournament.
You don't think so? You think they're just going to do that?
Yeah. If this holds the form.
Got to be the dumbest thing. You know, I'll tell you. I was liking what they're doing up until right now. This is the dumbest thing.
Wait a minute. I have to go back. I had to go get a phone charger.
Yes.
I'm 1,000%
sure now that's exactly what happened. Dean Ambrose will be the world heavyweight champion come tomorrow night on Live SmackDown if he's drafted number two.
Wait a minute. I want to see this because I didn't see the finish, so I had to go get a phone charger. I want to see if this was a double pin or what happened. But Stephanie just definitely coerced that belt. I mean, she just – wait, so okay, so there's the pedigree. Kicked out of the pedigree, okay. Okay. Now, okay. So there's the pedigree. Let me fast forward a little bit here because I don't need to go through the final 5 minutes. Okay. Here it is. Okay, so double pin. So it looks to me right here, flips them. That's a kick out. There's a kick. Clothesline. Did it look like both shoulders were on the mat?
It looked like it could have gone either way. But keep watching.
But you know, it also depends on watch the referee too on this. I'm rewinding it too. Watch who the referee was watching. All right,
Ref gets knocked down.
Okay.
Ref gets knocked down. Dean Ambrose on the top rope.
Yep.
So now here comes Rollins. Now Rollins is.
But here's the thing, though. The referee was looking at Seth Rollins' shoulders and not Dean Ambrose' shoulders.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Looking at that, though, what he's seeing was the arm hooked around the leg, but it was Dean's arm that was hooked around the leg. So if anything, it was Dean. Wow. I don't know. That was the epitome of a double pin. Wow.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't think Dean Ambrose's shoulders were completely down either.
I don't think so either. Wow, so this could have been a modern-day Montreal screw job. I told you. Didn't I tell you that Dean was going to get screwed tonight? That's exactly what happened. Dean got screwed. Seth Rollins going to be the number one overall pick. And then Dean – now, I wanted to see Dean and him on the same show, but now I think Jason's point stands true. Where Dean's going to be the number one pick for SmackDown. He's going to be awarded the belt, which sucks, but that's what's going to happen. Oh, man. What a way to finish.
Why must they do this to us? I mean, jeez.
Hey, it's the only way to make Seth go over as the number one pick. It was a terrible ending, but the same outcome had to happen.
Yeah, because you can't make the guy the number one pick without him being the champion. That wouldn't make sense either.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Man, oh man, well, why not just have Seth win outright? Well, why not have him get screwed? Why not have, you know, Stephanie trip him up or something, or Mick Foley hit him with a chair in the back or something to screw him over, and then have him actually get pinned and lose the match that way. Although, you know, this does look, you know, this I know I've mentioned this several times now, the Montreal Screwjob, but this does look a lot like the Montreal Screwjob. Because remember, back in 97, Bret Hart never tapped out. And Vince just took...
Oh, wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute, guys. I just got a notification on my iPad. The Fallout from Raw WWE title match is now, it's continuing now exclusively on the WWE Network.
The Fallout. So if you put the WWE Network on, you can watch sort of like the end of Raw. Like that's what
or there might be some other stuff going on. I'm trying to log into that right now.
Huh. Well, because here's the thing. If you remember the Montreal Screwjob, Bret Hart never tapped out. Vince just took the microphone and awarded Shawn Michaels the belt. Stephanie just did the same thing. It was a double pin, and Stephanie just took the mic and said, new champion is blah, 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 blah. So it really was the Montreal Screwjob, just whatever city they were in this time, and it wasn't quite as egregious. But it was, I knew Dean was going to get screwed. I didn't think it would happen that way.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. They're going back. What's going on here? It looks like they're all going back in the ring.
What?
You guys don't have it on the network?
I'm getting it on the network.
For those of you who are watching, go on WWE Network and check it out right now. Again, our affiliate sponsors, Logo Warehouse, Cage Combat. This is, you know what, this is the perfect time to throw in a combat recap. That's what this is. Combat recap of what's going on in Raw. We just saw Dean get screwed. Make sure you get to the Saratoga City Center this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. John Spore in Cage Combat. Michelle Taylor, I don't know if she's going to be there, but the Swag Queen is one of the big sponsors of that as well. Let's see. What the hell's going on here?
All right, mine's just cut off. It says Dean Ambrose is still the champ.
It says Dean Ambrose is still the champ?
He's going to defend on Sunday at Battleground. He's the champ.
So a double pin? Well, because that's what happens on a double pin. A double pin, it's almost like in baseball. Tie goes to the runner.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Here's what I was saying, though. It's like, but like I was talking about where you look at where the referee was looking. The referee was looking at Seth Rollins' shoulders being down and not Dean Ambrose's shoulders, because Dean Ambrose's shoulders were blocked by Seth Rollins, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing is, Dean Ambrose's shoulders were not down for the whole time. You could see it lift up.
Yeah,
but
you know,
of course, there's no replays in wrestling either. So
what are they going to do then? So what are they going to do then if Dean keeps the belt? What are they going to do?
Well, then you still got the pay-per-view, which is Sunday.
I'm talking about for the draft purposes.
Well, maybe Rollins wins the belt then. I don't know. You got a good point. We're going to have to see how this all plays out tomorrow.
Because, I mean, I think that Jason made a good point that the way it ended, as much as it was disappointing, is the way it really had to end to set up what they're trying to do. And if they keep the belt with him, I don't know. I'm perplexed. And, you know, honestly, as much as it was disappointing, I am actually kind of excited, because I enjoy debate about this. And if it was a clear-cut finish, maybe obviously we'd know. We wouldn't have another half-hour show to talk about. But now there's a little bit of confusion there. And now there's something that, you know, a cliffhanger per se for us to sort of go into tomorrow with. And I kind of like that idea. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, who the hell knows what's going on with it? I mean, it's wow. I that's all I can say is wow.
Interesting turn of events. Yep, I'm looking at the Twitter feed on their WWE website. It's official, still champ.
Huh. So,
talk about a swerve at the last minute.
Well, that's a thing. That's something that I guess social media helps with, is if this were back in 98 and something like this happened, you wouldn't know until the next week who the champ was. You know,
right.
Because they didn't have the social media that would update it that quickly.
And the one that Raws never would have went down the way they did.
No, of course not, because they couldn't, because they didn't want to keep people in the dark for so long. But wow, I mean, I just that's really all I can say about the finish is wow. It's something that I love. I love when I have a wow moment, because I knew Dean was going to get screwed, and that's what they attempted. And I think anybody who doesn't follow social media or follow them on social media, who I don't know why they wouldn't at this point, but if they don't, they might think Rollins is champion. I mean, Raw went off the air with Rollins holding the belt up. So, you know, who the hell really knows? But, I mean, I'll trust Jason's word that Dean is still the champ. But, I mean, wow, it's one of those finishes that really kind of makes you scratch your head.
Yep.
So finally, we have a cliffhanger ending on Raw. I mean, look, they have not had this in months, guys. You know,
years.
It's like we had 1 week. They ended up with a women's tag match. They had it ending with a stupid battle royal with two guys that haven't been relevant for years and one guy that's never been relevant. The Big Show and Mr. Woo Woo Woo, a Ryder.
Oh yeah, Zack Ryder. Yeah.
I mean, and last week, I mean, you know, we finally actually have something to talk about on Raw that has not happened in months, maybe even 6 months, maybe even last year. Are they finally getting their head out of their you know what, and starting?
It seems like it.
It's like they're supposed to, you know?
So, guys, this cruiserweight belt that they're doing here, this cruiserweight tournament, what do you think they end up doing with that?
I like the idea, you know?
I haven't seen one cruiserweight match on Raw yet, though. I mean, has the tournament begun yet?
Not yet. Although, the tournament is underway. I haven't really watched it yet, but it's on Wednesdays, 9 o'clock on the network. I think they're still in the first round. It just started last week. So I'll probably catch up this weekend and take a look at it.
So why are they not doing it on the main shows?
Well, they want people to go to the network and spend money.
Makes sense, I guess, yeah. I guess it's all big business nowadays, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the pay-per-view, Jason said he's not sure what's going to happen at the pay-per-view, which is live this Sunday, by the way, only on the WWE Network. Does New Day drop the belt to the Wyatts?
Yes, and they get split up.
I hope not.
I know you don't want to see New Day get split up, but, I mean, here's the thing. It's like after last week with that, I don't know what you want to call that, when they went into the Wyatts sanctuary, if I can use that terminology, it definitely looked like they were going to split. Now, with that 12-man tag they had today, it doesn't look like it's going to happen now. So I
see it happening. I could see them dropping the belts. I think them having the belts for this long, they've gotten a bit stale. I don't see them necessarily splitting up, but I do see them dropping the belt in some way, shape, or form. And I would like to see the Wyatt do something, because we've said several times on this show that the Wyatt, we've said several times in the show that the Wyatt are always great on Raw, but never seem to, you know, materialize pay-per-views. I mean, they'll lay people out on Raw, they'll have a great ending on Raw, and then they'll lose the pay-per-view every single time. So if they finally put the Wyatts over and give them a win in a pay-per-view for once, what a better way to do it if you want the Wyatts to be your top team than to take it off the New Day, who has been untouchable for a year. So,
well, it's like they
you know.
Said at the beginning of Raw that as of tomorrow, the New Day will have held the title, the tag team titles, for as the longest tag team holding the title in history. They'll have beat everybody. You know? So maybe it is time to give it up, you know?
Either way, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I know that we have to wait until Sunday to find out. I know that you guys can keep me updated tomorrow on the draft. Like I said, I have tomorrow is my on night. I only work every other night, karaoke, DJing at 7. So I'm going to probably have to get the update on my phone. I might not be able to see it, but you guys can keep me updated and keep me posted, and I'll be checking on my phone and stuff for who the picks are. But now, one last thing. Do you think SmackDown ends up becoming, like, I know you guys seem to think that SmackDown's going to end up being the better show than Raw, but do you think it's bad for business to have your flagship show that's been your flagship since 1993 to be sort of passed up by the secondary show that they only made because they were money hungry and wanted ratings back in the day? I mean, the only reason they made a Thursday show was because they were so popular, and they named it after The Rock. They were so popular back in 99 that they're like, you know what? We're going to make another show so we can profitize on this even more. SmackDown has been sort of the redheaded stepchild of this company for the last 10 years. And now for SmackDown to possibly usurp and possibly pass the flagship show, I don't know if that's best for business. I really don't.
I don't think it's going to pass it. I just think it's just going to be a better show. I just think the product of SmackDown will be better. I don't think it's going to pass Raw, though.
Hey, guys, right now Facebook is blowing up saying that new WWE Championship crowned a controversial finish. You know, this decision reversed, no new champion crowned. I mean, it blew up for, I'm looking at all these different posts. Now they say that it's Dean Ambrose still has a champ, is still a champion. But I'll tell you what, it's a great finish. You know, I haven't seen a great double finish like that. Of course, I'm dating myself again with this one. For the Royal Rumble, went both Bret Hart and Lex Luger.
Lex Luger, I remember that.
That was probably the best double finish I ever saw at the time.
Very true, very true. 8 minutes left to go here. We're only going to go to 11:30 tonight. I have to put the agenda together for tomorrow's sports show. And I figured we were just going to go through the end of Raw. End of Raw would be more important than going through other topics this time, because Raw, I figured, would be a big, big ending, and it was. So just real quick, who do you think, if you guys had to pick right now, based on how that finish ended tonight, with Dean staying as the champion, who is the number one overall pick tomorrow?
Seth Rollins.
Even without being champion.
Yep.
Only because Stephanie's not gonna. She's not gonna draft Dean. She's not. That's like Vince drafting Stone Cold in the middle of all their rivalry. He wouldn't do it.
True, but the Raw belt is on SmackDown. So then what's the point of making that blue belt? Unless it carries over and he vacates the Raw belt and takes the SmackDown belt and stays the champion. But, I mean, that's what makes it interesting. Do you think that perhaps Rollins goes first, Cena goes second, and Stephanie takes Dean third, in order to try to make Dean's life a living hell and screw him over with her buddy Rollins there and try to put the belt back on Rollins that way? I mean, I don't know.
That could be troubling.
It's very possible in how it's going to go. But, it's that Stephanie is in the Seth Rollins camp. I mean,
oh, of course. I mean, that big hug at the end of the show proved that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would make sense that would happen, you know.
Or what could happen is as long as the belt, like, because here's the thing, is it confirmed they are making two belts?
It's all but confirmed. We'll find out tomorrow for sure, but it seems that way.
I think they're going to be world champions, yes.
Do you think that they would go as far as to have her draft him first and award him the belt and then have the Raw champion on SmackDown and the SmackDown champion on Raw and sort of, and then even though it probably wouldn't make sense, but do you think that perhaps Stephanie tries to, you know, go outside the box for a little bit and possibly award him that belt and sort of say, hey, listen, yeah, you have, I mean, yeah, you have the WWE champion, but now I just took your belt. So, you know, I don't know. I just think that Stephanie's petty enough to try to do that, to try to, I don't know. I really don't know. And that's the beauty of this. We haven't had a debate like this in a while. I don't think any wrestling show has been able to watch the end of one of their programs and say, you know, I'm stumped because this has been so predictable for over a year. And more than that, it's been so predictable. And now the fact that we have none of us, who are all pretty good wrestling minds, have no idea what the hell is going to happen is intriguing to me. It really is.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm wondering if they're not going to do this, okay, here's your belt, come get it, you know?
They might. They very well might. You know, again, who the hell knows? I guess we'll find out a little bit more tomorrow. For those of you who are interested in some of our merchandise, one more time, you can go on. We are going to get Icon shirts printed pretty soon here. For those of you who wanted to check out our affiliates page, click on the Logo Warehouse tab and take you right to the website. One more quick time because I told her I'd play it again.
Wow. There's some really cool shit in here.
We have the freaking coolest shit in town here.
Man, what does all this shit cost?
It's wholesale, believe it or not. Our shit is completely wholesale.
So I could get, like, any shit printed on here that I want?
We have shit you can get printed from t-shirts to pens to pencils.
So we could do, like, our big logo and shit?
We could do your big logo and shit.
We could do, like, Swag Queen on all the shirts?
Well, of course you'd want to do Swag Queen because I am the Swag Queen, so of course.
Check it out, Overtime.News, Logo and Design Warehouse.
And check it out tomorrow night, SmackDown Live, for the first time in history. We've got a cliffhanger. This should be a good one. The Icon, Swiggy Fresh, Jay Busy, taking you through the end of Raw once again. And all I know is that the next time we're on, we're going to go through a live draft, and we're going to go through a pay-per-view. And I think things are about to change. So next time we get on the show, we should have some pretty interesting things to talk about. Not that we don't anyway, but we should have some pretty interesting things to talk about. We will see you next Monday. And again, thank you for making Off the Ropes the number one listen to show on Overtime.News. Again, thank you for all of that. All the sports shows that we have, the three of us have become the top listening show right now with 1,500 so far tonight. So
beautiful.
So we will talk to you next Monday.
Dead man walking. You've done it now.